Anybody? Who? Rifana.
Okay, who wants to start?
Yes.
I find like if I'm sitting, I may well have objects arising and I try to pay attention to them, but often there's desire associated with them. How does one drop that defilement in order to really be meditating rather than just sitting with desire?
He says you're recognizing the desire. That's good. That's enough. So what you want to do is just be recognizing, not involved in it. So when you're aware, when you're recognizing that there's this desire, does the desire continue to be present or as strong?
Often it does. If it's strong, I mean, if it's strong to begin with, after I'm lost in that.
He says,
so this equation, when because of this object, desire is arising, then you should not be watching this object anymore.
This is not Dhamma object.
It's not Dhamma.
Loba object.
It's the object of desire. So at that time, your object has to be the desire itself. If you can just watch the feeling associated. And how are you going to watch it? What point of view are you going to watch
it? I guess to try to avoid being identified with it.
Yes.
Identify with the people,
So
consciously, actually, tell yourself, saying to yourself in words, like,
Loba is neat.
Yeah, greed is nature, or desire is nature.
I don't watch it.
And then that gives you a little distance so you can watch
it.
And there's an intensity to
desire.
You can watch to see whether that intensity increases or decreases.
What was the phrase you used? Greed is nature?
Yeah, because he says, you know, everybody can have greed, so it's not his greed.
Only
the nature of greed is manifesting. That sort of thing.
Experience, identify my way more easily.
Yeah. He, to use this phrase, to not become identified with the experience.
Do you mean the same thing as when you say greed is natural?
Nature.
That's true too, although it's natural, he means for the person to take it not personally.
Objectively,
to be able to watch it objectively, impersonally, as an object. So you can try that out. And then you can also check to see when the desire increases or the intensity of the desire increases, why is it increasing? Or if it decreases, why does it decrease? But you know, it might be too much all at once. You can go one step at a time.
Liking, disliking, love is so yin.
Remember, he says, no matter what object it is that you were observing, if you notice that because of that object, you start to feel desire or aversion, not to keep watching that object.
When we're in daily life and we want to be aware, there are many things we could focus on in specific or just open up to something in general. Is there any way that's better than another way? In other words, you could focus on sensations or emotion or pleasant or unpleasant or selfing, the sense of self arising. You could focus on a general, broad awareness. Does it matter?
Nizi, atop de kama re. Nizi, the dita shi jine. So in it, behao. The deep old time count level sensation ni la kanza mu re la mu e ngasuret ngasi ra tin ne ngasura kanga mu shin ra tin ne mo hoi le ho di lo akon lo tin ne le tabo o tin ne ra lo to khu a naw to khu le po kaung ne ya lo shi la
chi de
he said yes there's something
I went
he says the knowing the awareness if you can be aware of the awareness
awareness is shi bi lo do akoron de
because if you know that awareness is present then that awareness does its own work it knows whatever it needs to know already
sik ga kaum me ni bao ti ti sait ne ti da
he says you know because the mind is really the leader whatever is being known is being known by the mind
u sin ya di ma emphasize lo ni da a thu ne sik
yes and his emphasis is really that mind that's meditating
I meditate my loan ni la right phit la
and checking to see whether the mind one if it's working if it's present and if it's working in the right way it has the right energy
when I was on retreat recently I was using your booklet as a guide and you do talk about watching awareness itself and there were a few times where I really felt that I was really able to watch awareness itself can I trust that when I thought I was really seeing awareness that I was or you know but it's new to me so that's why I'm not sure how do I know if I'm really seeing awareness it felt like it
to a di mattai ngai ya tu sakang wen dro uzet saung ne a thut dro tadi o pyan ti lo ya le lo pyo tha dro tu takha tali a lo khan za ar le tadi o pyan ti ne de lo ba khan za ar le da mae da o blu yo wa ma le de tu lo da ma la ma la de ke di lo ti ne da la blu
ko ko ti lo mya ba
he says don't you know yourself
ai ti le chin ma blu khan za mu chi
he says when you are in that sort of state how does it feel
it felt there was a clarity in the mind it was very calm and and open and it just felt like I was connecting with the awareness itself even though there was a general awareness of other things arising
ti ra ne thi twe mu shi ne de lo khan za ta cha ha re ya phit ne bi me ti ra ne thi twe mu shi de
a lo ba chu shi le set le la la
and so he says you can continue to investigate that to see when you're in that sort of state how is it more helpful than to be in a state that's not like that
ai tadi ma shi yin ba thu me shi yin ba thu me
when you are in touch with that awareness how does it make a difference when you're not in touch with that awareness what is the difference
Well, I mean, the mind has that kind of clarity, so there's simply that knowing, and nothing is distracting the mind away from that, so it's very calm and...
Chi ne na ti ne re, so ra ba ma sik ko, ko swai saung ne lo ma khan sa au, a ro sik ka nyei ne.
Lut lat taw.
There's some sense of freedom.
Yeah. The deep part ma ni, sik ka lut lat ne ne freedom shi de, ayu part ma ni freedom ma shi bu.
So when we stay with the mind, on the side of the awareness he says there's a lot of freedom if we stay on the side of the objects he says we don't feel free
no tu yi chuma tin na ma bo
he says so experience will teach you
a ye ji da khona lo investigate chi ya ma no nyan ne lo
that's important yeah this series of questions he's asked you you know that sense of investigation needs to be there
Do you meet it? Yes. Hello.
I had an experience today. I was lying outside and my head was dangling off of a rock in the water and my eyes were closed and I was feeling the breeze and the sun and I opened my eyes and there was something moving in the water and I thought, oh, this is beautiful and then in my mind it occurred to me what that object was and I could feel the immediate fear that this is a snake and there was a moment where I was really still And then all of a sudden that sort of panic, and I immediately sort of got up after this little tiny pause, and the snake just, you know, was just as scared as I was. It was very, you know, doing its thing, and the minute I sort of jumped up, it jumped up. And then I stood up, and I could feel all the body sensation, the heart beating, and, you know, like the goosebumps all over me. Just thinking, wow, I was this close. My head was this close to the snake. And then I realized that this is all mine. And it was just this little realization how everything shifted, and the goosebumps went down, and the mind. And then I forgot about it till we've been talking. I completely forgot about the incident.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, Didi,
so interesting.
Tu gao mu di lu pelat ji, wo yin na ma tu cha la chao tou ji paw ma. Tu ka ro mye paw ma la ma ti.
Oh,
eh. De jin cha ro blu pao tha pao ni la ma ti. De jin cha mye si phwet lai daw le. Tu ye de ma. Di lu di lu le twei da. A sa di lu di lu le pat twei da. Sik ka phla lai da le. Naw kro ma sik ka ha da mwe ba le de. Pyo ko ne ne tha ro. Che thing ni ba le cha. Ho mwe ya le che jin cha ro thot pi. Ai ma tu ka ha အရာပဲဖြစ်နေတာအဲ့မှာစိတ်ကလေတိလိုက်တယ်တဲ့ဟိုဒီလိုပြောင်းသွားတာလည်းမြင်နေတယ်စိတ်ကဒါတွေဖြစ်နေတာစိတ်ပဲလို့တိလိုက်တော့တယ်တမျိုးကြီးပဲတဲ့အကောင်လုံးညင်သွားနောက်တော့ဘလောက်တောင်ကြီးလုံးဝမေ့သွားတယ်မေ့သွားပြီးတော့အခုဒီမှာဆွေးနွေးတော့မှပြန်ပေါ်လာ
Okay အဲ့တော့ခုနပြော understanding လာဖို့ရေးကြည့်တယ်ဒီအခြေအနေကမကောင်းတော့တတိရှိနေတဲ့အချိန်မှာအဲ့ဘာဖြစ်လာဖြစ်လာတတိရှိနေတော့ညံပေါ်လာတယ်အဲ့ညံပေါ်လာ emotion အကုန်ကြီး
He says so you see the importance of understanding He says
တတိရှိနေတဲ့အချိန်မှာ ready ရှိနေတဲ့အချိန်မှာတတိရှိနေတဲ့အချိန်မှာအတွေ့အကြုံခုပေါ်လာရင
်အဲ့တော့စိုးနေပြီပဲ
အဲစိုးနေအဲ့ experience ကစိုးတယ်ကောင်းတဲ့ experience မဟုတ်ဘူ
း Yeah so even though the experience was bad it's a bad experience he says I mean like it was something alarming or potentially dangerous whatever he says I'm in the midst of that he says if there was some if some awareness awakened and the understanding came with it like an insight came with it he said then like right on then you gain something
အဲ့ချိန်မှာမရှိရဘာအဆိုင်ချင်လို့
He says did you need to be aware? Did you need to pay attention to something? Did you need to focus on something? Use any energy?
why ဒါရောက်ကြပါလဲ
He says but why did the emotion go down? Realization.
Yes, ဒါပဲ အဲ့မှာ emotion ကြတော့လည်းမျိုးရှိတယ်ရှုနိုင်လို့တောက်လျှောက်ရှုနိုင်လို့ဇလန်းကိုမစဉ်းစားနိုင်လို့ရော့သွားတာကတော့တမထဆန
်
ရှုရင်းနဲ့သဘောပေါက်လို့ emotion ဖုံးလို့ပျောက်ပျောက်သွားတာဝိပဿနာ
He says, you know, so you, there's two kinds, so we have an emotion going down. This is the, there's two ways that emotion can be, can become settled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? One is you're watching an emotion, and because the mind is busy attending to this, it stops thinking about the story. And because it's not feeding it with the story,
yeah.
then the mind calms down. That's a samatha kind of calming okay. the mind down.He said, the other one is we're watching what's going on in a live kind of way,
uh-huh.
watching and then the mind understands something on its own. When the understanding comes immediately, the emotion is settled.
And we That's because of realization.
That's
yeah.
because
I understand the first one.
Yeah. The bong man swing, the bata wong yu hao, pien
na. The kind of emotion take pien tan ni jai, what shu wa?
He says, sometimes when an emotion is very strong, we need to use that samatha kind of thing.
Ho ni ga uzin pyo bibi no? Pendulum formula du cha lai la.
And sometimes he says, did you hear that example he gave of the pendulum?
No.
His experience?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He'll tell you. Who's a pyokin?
ဘလို့တတိမျိုးနဲ့ဘလို့တတိမျိုးကညံပေါ်လဲဆိုတာဥစဉ်ယောဂီတွေနားလည်အောင်လို့ဥစဉ်အတွေ့အကြုံပြောပြတာမှတိပြောချင်တာတော့မဟုတ်ဘူ
း Yeah so he tells the story to sort of sort of show the yogis what kind of awarenesshelps understanding to arise the kind of awareness you know that he talks about you know which is alive light blah, blah, blah. so
အဲ့ဒီမပြောလိုက်တော့
ဟ
ုတ်ဒီမပြောနဲ့ဆက်ပြောလိုက်နေအချိန်ရနေ
ဒီတိုင်းမပြော
ပြောဒီတိုင်းမပြောနေတိပြီလားပြောပါ
Okay today I'm going to tell the story Usually he tells the story so he was young and he was
meditating at his teacher's monastery, and what his teacher does is, while the people are meditating, he comes into the room and into the hall, and he sits and he starts to tell them things about meditation. Like all the things we're getting from him now, his teacher tells them in short little pieces. And he loves to hear his teacher say these things. And he was sitting there and he heard the teacher walking past, and then sit down and start saying. And he was very interested in this. He was very quiet and calm, very
open. I think when the dia akong nuja na, no? Feeling na ti de, siga ayon sa niya na ti de.
So he was aware of his feelings, the fact that his mind is paying attention. So he's recognizing everything that the mind is doing, very alert. And then the mind paying attention and liking what's going on, and trying to listen, because his teacher has a very soft voice. So you really have to listen properly. And then suddenly, on the other side of the hall, a huge commotion started, like water or something, and he couldn't hear his teacher anymore. And then he saw the mind sort of run this way, being agitated by this noise, and then suddenly he was very angry. A lot of emotion coming up here, and then he said his mind sort of ran back and forth. And then he had this thought. He was like, I was so peaceful just now. Why am I suddenly so angry? And he wanted to know why. And so he noticed this mind. And since this question had arisen, he was interested in getting the answer. So the mind was more awake and it was checking already. What's happening?
Everything.
And so what the mind was doing was trying to listen to the teacher and unable to hear. Then it would run that side and then it would complain about this noise. And all this time, the emotion was rising. He would see this happening and the emotion
was
And he wasn't involved in this. He was really like away from it and seeing all this happening, even though the emotion was, the anger was rising. And as he watched this,
body sensation and
so he could see the feelings that he was feeling, the mental feelings, the body sensations that were manifesting, and also the activity of the mind, how the mind was running to and fro. He could see it. Changing
directions,
talking, feeling more. And then realization struck. He realized he's angry with this sound because he likes this sound. And he saw that like a pendulum because it was happening on two sides of him. It's like a pendulum swing. If it swings 45 degrees this way, it's going to swing 45 degrees that way. So if we're attached this much to something, he said the moment we can't get that, the aversion that will arise will be equal to the attachment that was there.
45 degrees, 45 degrees,
so if you like 45 degrees, you're gonna you have your conversion 45 degrees.
90 degrees? 180 degrees?
Yeah.
Nobody stop, cannot stop.
Nobody can stop.
At the
That's nature. So he wants to say that there's this sense of investigation. What's happening was really not good, but there is samadhi in the mind that's watching because it's interested and it's stable, although the rest of the activity is very agitated.
Awareness
is not only observing. It sees the whole picture and all its interaction, and that's why it understood this principle. And then lastly, it understood not only is anger, aversion arising because of greed, but why is there greed? Because it doesn't understand the things for what they are. He didn't see that sound is just a sound. And at that point, the mind just took it as sound. And then it just let go.
Then this emotion, then the mic cannot go like this.
Just one of his experiences, and just so yogis can sort of understand.
He
says,
He
says, so when we already understand something, then he says, we don't need to watch things anymore because the understanding is there. He says, if we don't understand something and things come up, then we have to spend time watching. And because of that insight he had, he says, since then, he's never had a problem with any kind of noise anymore.
Any kind of sound. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you know, I know emotion pit la de chin ma ba jaw yue lai
And he wants to point out one more thing. He says, the reason why in that moment of panic that realization came in, he says, because you have been practicing mindfulness. So the mind is ready.
Ready, Shiniru.
The mind is has been present and therefore it is able to.
The girl, Amani, Pimani, Dimatia, I told you that you idea Mishibu, Pimani, Alumiji, realization lament.
He says, so imagine this. Say you were at home, not here, not working here, and you don't have all these ideas of meditation, and you know you haven't been working on yourself consistently like this. He says, and you were at home and you came across a situation like this, what would have happened when panic struck?
Realization malana.
That realization wouldn't come. When awareness is on the ready all the time,
awareness is there, stable is there, so investigate.
Yes, and when there's the stability of mind because of continuous awareness, then whatever comes up, he says that mind just sort of gets into action by itself.
Ready is there.
So it's ready.
Continuity awareness, that's why
he says continuity is so important.
Okay.
Last year I did a long retreat and I was using his technique from his book. And it felt incredibly natural and easy. And there was this, at some point, I wasn't sure why I was meditating and why I was walking, because it felt like I could use the technique for doing anything. But I didn't know what else to do, so I just continued sitting and walking. And I'm wondering, does it matter? I mean, at his center, when you're on retreat, yeah. I guess you sit and you walk, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, is there?
But it's not a rigid schedule. You don't have to follow the schedule.
Because it felt like I could, like it didn't matter, like I could do, you know, like anything.
Yeah. Tu manika tu yeshe sakam we na uze saune atuk dore. Ayan kam dore. Ayan the bawa chala lu khanza re. Nene chala tu lu khanza le sura. Amaru tiny man, shawni man, mati lo re.
လုံးစီအောင်မရှိလို့သားလုံးနေတာဟုတ်ပါပဲလို့လို့လို့ရတယ်လို့ခံစားရတယ်ဒါတော့သွားမေးတယ်ဟိုအเจ้าကိုသွားရတယ်ဘာလုပ်နေတယ်ထိုင်နေရှောက်တယ်ပုံလားအဲဘာလုပ်လဲဆိုတော့အင်တာဗျူးလုပ်တယ်အင်တာဗျူးမှာသူကဦးစင်အင်တာဗျူးကြရင်စောစောခေါ်တယ်ဒီတိုင်းလည်းမရဘူးလေကွာထိုင်လို့မရတော့သူ့ညံပေါင်းလို့အဲ့လိုနည်းနည်းဆွေးနွေးပေးမှရမှာသူကသူဒီတိုင်းစာအုပ်ကြည့်ဒီတိုင်းလုပ်လို့မရဘူးသူကဘာ
ဥစဉ်ပြောတာမကောင်းနဲ့အာထုတ်လို့ရတယ်လို့ခံစားရတော့ထိုင်တာရှောက်တာတွေကတိတ်မထူတော့တယ်လို့ပဲ
Yes ဟုတ်ပြီလေ
တိတ်မလို့တော့တယ်လို့ဒါပေမဲ့ဥစဉ်ပြောတာတော့မှန်တယ်ဒီထက်ပိုတိုးအောင်
တိုးအောင်မယ
် Yeah he says so that's good you know it's you're right that you don't have to just sit and walk you could do anything but he says at a point like that when a yogi finds it so easy to practice like that he says then the yogi really needs to talk to a teacher because you can from that like space you can grow the practice even further So when the mind doesn't have information, like what else to do? Like when the mind is in such a good space like that, he says, if we know how to use it right, more insight can arise. Yes, the book has some basics in there, but there's a lot, you know.
Yogi achi ni u ti bi ma tiang tiang tu ma ma tu be.
Yeah, he says.
Just look there. Tu ne kai de idea li ni ne 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 phe phe bi ya.
This is very, what's in the book is very basic, but right from there, he says if a yogi is doing well and every yogi is different, then you know some things might work for different yogis, but you know, talking to the yogi, something might come up, and he tells the yogi to look at it in a different, you know, ask a question or something. Can grow something. Yes, but it's very good. He says that you've understood that the posture is really not important.
Yeah.
So do you find that you can do it anywhere?
On retreat, yes.
And so he says then you have to learn the skill. You know, grow more understanding about how to keep that going even in daily life. Because when we're out working, he says that we can't sit anymore, right?
In some other Buddhist traditions, they talk about the relationship of awareness and metta or compassion as being interrelated in some way. And I wonder if you would speak about the relationship of when you're resting in awareness, what is the relationship of that to metta or karuna?
The D and N in the chain, my mita and the Lusasa Mushilu, and he says, when there is no aversion, no dosa, the metta can become present.
Natural.
Then it's natural to be able to have.
All
four Brahma
Viharas become possible when there's no dosa. Object Brahma Mudhi Viro, what? Kunin Nene so in Pamita Pim, Tanami, Tandu so Mita Pim, Chandar so Mudhi Pim. Object Brahma Mudhi
when there is no dosa and awareness and wisdom are both present, he said then depending on the object, the Brahma Vihara that comes up is different. When it's an equal, it's metta. When it's someone who's suffering more than you, it's karuna. Somebody who's more successful than you, mudita. You're not able to do it.
What's
really important is just not to have defilement in the mind. He's not so concerned with those other manifestations, you know, of mind. He's really more interested in the wisdom. He's done metta practice before. But when he stopped doing the metta practice, he still had anger. Still had dosa. He says, when he had a very strong realization into the nature of dosa once, and when he had that realization, it made him work a lot harder, and then he just didn't ever get so angry anymore like he used to.
So it's not
that he doesn't angry. He gets angry. He still has dosa. But wisdom doesn't accept it. It won't let it grow out of control.
So in bringing the practice from the retreat into our daily lives and with the thought of continuity and how important that is, if you could speak on some ways that he finds helpful to support that, to support the continuity of being aware and of his daily life.
အဲ့တော့အထုပ်ဖို့နေ့စဉ်တည်းကိုယူခေါ်ရမယ်ဆိုရင်အဲ့နေ့စဉ်မှာအထုပ်ဖြစ်အောင်တော့ဟိုဇက်တိုက်လေးနည်းနည်းလုံးဖြစ်ဖို့ဖြစ်သွားအောင်ဟိုစဉ်ဒီဟာတွေကိုအားပေးမဲ့ဟာတွေတခုခုပြောပြပါဘယ်အားပေးမဲ့အထုပ်ဖြစ်တဲ့ဟာ
understand,
အထောက်ကူဖြစ်မဲ့အခါတွေဘယ်လိုသုံးလို့ရမလဲပေါ့
တတိရှိစဉ်သိရှိရမယ်ဒီအကျိုးကိုတတိရှိတာနဲ့ခုနကဒါကြောင့်ခုနကပြောလိုက်တာကိုတတိခုနကပြောဘာအကျိုးရှိလဲဒီလိုဖြစ်နေတဲ့အချိန်မှာဘာမဖြစ်ရင်ဘာအပြစ်ဖြစ်လဲရှိနေတဲ့တတိရှိနေမှသိဘာအကျိုးရှိလဲဒါကိုသိတဲ့လူကသူမလောက်ပဲမနေနိုင
် He says wisdom basically wisdom understanding our own understanding for example he says she spoke just now aboutyou know, when she was in touch with the awareness and so on. And he asked this question, he says, how did you find that was helpful to you? He says, so the yogi really, whatever they experience, they need to check for themselves how that is really helpful to them. He says, when somebody really sees the difference it makes to them, they want to do that more and more, but they need to recognize that for themselves, not have someone say it to them. And that's one. So this understanding helps, yeah. A real desire then,
တကယ် understanding ရ insight အထဲထဲကလာတဲ့အခါမှာသူကတကယ်လှုပ်ရှင်တဲ့ဟာတွေထွက်လာတာ
။
သူများအပြင်းကလှုပ်ရှင်ရှင်နဲ့ပွပူးမှုကအပြင်းဟာအစင်မဟုတ
်။ He says when real understanding like a real understanding is there about why it or how it has been beneficial to us. He says a true desire to keep doing that and to keep getting those benefits arises in the mind. He says and that is much more helpful than any kind of external kind of ways to support us.
Yeah, all that is. Mm, like, commonly, 14 years old, 18 years old, she commonly did it. Usually, I don't know, maybe I don't care.
He asked this 17-year-old girl who came to practice at the center, he would ask her, What difference does it make to you when you're being mindful? And especially if you do it all day, how is it different for you?
To teach it, to learn it, chant it, to learn it, sick and nip.စိတ် quality မကောင်းလို့သူတိတယ်သူအမြင်နဲ့လာအထုတ
် And she started feeling she started seeing she said when she does it all day she it makes her happy when she doesn't do it she starts to feel depressed again and so she would always come and practice
သူအထဲထဲကသဘောပေါက်လာဖို့ရည်ကြီးတယ
် So it needs for the person to see for themselves
and have ယောဂီ3-4ရက်လောက်အထုတ်လို့ငြိမ်လာပြီဆိုဥစဉ်ကမေးပြီဘာဖြစ်လို့ငြိမ်လာလဲလို့မေးပြီ
So if somebody's been practicing for 3-4 days and they start telling him that the mind is becoming quieter now, he asks them, why has it become quieter?
သူတလုံးလှုပ်လာတာဘာလို့ဒီငြိမ်လာသူသိရမှာမဟုတ
် Because they've been doing the work, but they don't know why it has become quieter. They just recognize it's become quieter.
သူဘာလှုပ်လာလဲ
So he asks them, what have you been doing?Do they recognize the
cause? သူကသူပြန်ပြီးလို့ connect လုပ်မျိုးလူတွေကတော့မဲပဲမလုပ်ဘူးမဲနေတာ
So that they will
ပြန်စဉ်းစားဖို့အချိန်တိုင်းမပေးဘူ
း They're so busy meditating they don't have time to take stock
အဲကြောင့်စဉ်းစားပြီးအထုံးလို့ပြောတာ
That's why he says think and meditate
So for example the retreat that I was on I often felt a lot of contentment and ease in the mind and so it's recognizing that that is the result of this mindfulness of this awareness that's that I've been cultivating so that helps so what I think you're saying is that if I'm aware that okay contentment is arising or ease is arising because of the practice that I've been doing and that helps the mind to want to continue that is that what you're saying
I think he's saying, like, if you see contentment in the mind, to check to see why is contentment, rather than take his word on it, that it's the practice that's giving you this contentment, which is just his word, you need to see it for yourself. So, if you're using the Atokuma, you are not going to be able to do it. You are not going to be able to do it. You are not going to be able to do it. You are not going to be able to do it.ပါကြောင့်ကျင်းတတ်လို့ခွက်ကုန်မြန်မာဦးစင်းပြောလို့ယုံရမှာပေါ့ခွက်ကုန်မြန်မာ
ဟိုကောင်ကယောဂီတွေဦးစင်းအဲ့လိုမေးတတ်တယ်ဟိုကလူတွေကတတိအမြင်နဲ့ထားနေကိုစူးစမ်းတယ်တတိအမြင်နဲ့ထားနေကိုစူးစမ်းတယ်နော်တတိလွတ်သွားရင်မကြိုက်ဘူ
း
အဲ့ဦးစင်းကမေးတယ်မကြိုက်ဘူးတတိလွတ်သွားရင်မကြိုက်ဘူးလူသလားမကြိုက်တဲ့စိတ်ဖြစ်ဖို့လိုတလားလို့မေးတယ်အဲ့တော့သူတို့ကပြောမလိုဘူးလို့ပြောတယ်ဘာကြောင့်မလိုဘူးလို့မေးတဲ့ခါကျတော့အဖြေမရှိတော့ပြောချင်တာကဥစဉ်အဲ့ဒါဘာကြောင့်အဲ့လိုလှုပ်လဲဆိုရင်သူတို့ပို့ပြီးတော့စိတ်ဝင်စားဖို့
He says sometimes he asks you this question, everybody's trying to be mindful continuously, right? And when we lose mindfulness, we usually don't like it. Most of the time. For a lot of people. And then he asked the yogi, but is it necessary to feel dissatisfied when you lose mindfulness? And they tell him, no, actually it's not necessary. He says, but why do you know that it's not necessary? And then they don't have the answer. It's just to get them to think more deeply about
investigation logo. ဥစဉ်တခါလီမမြင်ထောက်ပြတယ်နည်းနည်းပါးပါးမြင်အောင်လို့စမှာနမူနာလေးနဲ့ထောက်ပြလွတ်သွားတာ pass ဥတတိရှိတာက present ဥ present မှာတတိရှိတာဝမ်းသာမလားလွတ်သွားတာစိတ်ညစ်ရမှာ
he says and to help them to think sometimes he points out these things like so you've lost awareness and that lost awareness is past the fact that you know you've lost awareness means that you have become aware again he says should you be happythat you've become aware again in the present moment or still be regretting that you lost your awareness in the past.
တကယ်လို့သူထပ်ပြီးတော့ reaction လာရင်နောက်ရှေ့သွားဖို့ကခလုတ်တိုက်နေပြီ။ကိုခက်နေပြီပေါ့
He says if they're upset in the present moment about what's become past, he says then they're just like tripping over stones and it just hinders their step into the next moment and the next moment.
Like more difficult the next moment. That's why unnecessary.
So that's why it's unnecessary. One of the perspectives, yes.
Okay. Any? So long, I'll be up your lawyer. Udi, I'll come at you. So?
Other teachers have suggested that I try being aware of awareness itself. And I found that confusing because I can know that I'm aware and connected to what's arising at the sense doors, but not able to feel awareness or feel any sensation of it, or I'm not sure where to put my awareness.
Mm-hmm. ဒါမဲ့ तू အဲ့မှာ confuse ဖြစ်လာတယ် तू อ่ะဖြစ်နေတဲ့ဓာရတိုင်းမှာဖြစ်တိုင်းဖြစ်တိုင်းသိလို့ရတယ
်
ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့တတိကိုပြန်သိဆိုရင်လည်း तू တတိကိုခံစားလို့မရဘူးလို့မသိနိုင်ဘူးဘယ်မှာစိတ်ကိုထားမလို့အဲ့လိုပဲ
ဟုတ်ဟုတ်တယ်စိတ်ကနေရာတော့မရှာနဲ့ရှာလည်းမရတော့
He says one you can't find a place for it because if you want to find the mind and you try to place it somewhere you won't find it
စိတ်ကဘာနဲ့တူတူမျက်မှန်တက်ပြီးမျက်မှန်ချတာနဲ့တူ
He said the mind is like this. It's like having glasses on. You don't have glasses and trying to find your glasses. It's like
mother. စိတ်ကရုပ်လိုမျိုးနေရာတက်မှချနေကြည့်လို့မရဘူး။ဒါပေမဲ့အလုံးလုံးပုံရတည်ရတယ်။လုံနေမှမသိလို့ရတယ်။ recognize လုပ်လို့ရတယ်။သူ့ဒီလိုရုပ်လိုမျိုးချင်းချင်းဆိုင်ဆိုင်မြင်လို့မရဘူး
။ He says so he says you know the mind is not something that you can like take hold of and look at. He saysYou can recognize the mind because it's doing its work. You can recognize that it's passing, it's doing stuff. And that, he says, it's not like the body where you can place it somewhere and pay attention to it like that. But you can recognize that the mind is passing through as
it's doing. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm not aware of it. I'm aware of it. I'm not aware of it. I'm not aware of it.
He says, and for you, actually, the awareness is already there, right?But when you're told to watch the awareness or be aware of it, it's like you think you have to do something else, something more. There's something special that needs to be seen. And that's why it sort of sends you off track. Because you're looking for it now. But it's already there. It's because that awareness is there that you are aware of things. He says, so just try putting your hands together.
Deep la, sensation deep.
You know the sensation? Do you know that you're knowing the sensation?
Beautiful.
Yes, awareness, awareness. He
It feels to me in that last question that there's something else there, though. It feels that to be aware of awareness, it feels like there's a visual thing that happens of a kind of open focus that makes it easier to be aware of awareness. When
that's why he tells people don't focus on things. Don't focus on the object. Because if we're like too into the object, we can't see the glasses.
And the times that I experienced it, it felt like the mind was also extremely relaxed. It was just utterly relaxed and open. Yeah. And that somehow just allowed the awareness to be seen like that.
ตัว ไอ้ လို မျိုး तू တတိယ ទី လက် အခါ မှာ လည်း ဘယ်လို ခံ စား လဲ ဆို တော့ စိတ်က အရှင်း အေး စစ်စစ် ရှိ တယ် လို့ ခံ စား relax ဖြစ် လို့ အဲ့ဒါ ကြောင့် လည်း တတိယ
ပြန် တည် လို့ ရ တယ် တည် နေ
တယ် လို့ ခံ
လောဘ ဒေါသ မရှိ လို့ လည်း ပါ define မှာ မရှိ တာ လည်း
ပါ also because there are no defilements in the mind, no greed, no aversion, therefore also let's see
အဲ့တော့စိတ်က peaceful ဖြစ်ရင်ဘုံမြင်
He says, so when the mind is more peaceful,
it's easier to
see. When you relax, it's easier to see.
အဲကြောင့်တခါလေယောဂီကိုလေမလွတ်ဘူးဥစဉ်တစ်ချက်တစ်ချက်တတိပေးတာလုံနေအားထုတ်နေတန်းလာဘာမှမလုပ်ပဲရက်ကြည့်လိုက
် He said that's why sometimes he tells yogis to stop doing. Like in the middle of their practice, he says, if you remember what I say, he says, while you're practicing, sometimes just stop practicing and see what's happening. And then it's still
happening. It's already there.
Mind is already knowing on its own, by its own nature.
But personal, all the time involved.
We personally always go in.
Like a screwdriver. Six loads.
Look at that.
A craving.
That's craving.
อายุเนี่ยสิทธิ์เนี่ยตุตภาวะไปส่งนี่พี่ล่ะ
This is the mind and its objects are naturally always contacting always known
เออน้ำไม่ท่องเนี่ยไม่จ้ามล่ะรู้สึกอ่ะมี
He says so if you're not listening doesn't hearing still happen you're not listening isn't hearing still happening
มันน่ะไม่จิ๊บเนี่ยไม่มีอูล่ะ
And if you're not looking at something particular, doesn't seeing still go on? Nature is just like
that.
So even if you don't focus to pay attention, the mind is always knowing. He says, so the question, is the nature of seeing and looking the same?
What is
the difference? One is an intention.
Yes.
And the other time is.
Yeah.
What you're noticing, recognizing is the mind and how it's working in both these activities.
Not very
difficult, right? Yeah, but people try so hard to see the mind.
Why not the object with the chain on chi chi body even chi chi no sick a little nail to not join in.
He says because we've been so used to body objects and focusing on that we don't know how to tune into the mind which is actually doesn't need that much.
Can there so a little nail.
It's only hard because we just haven't practiced trying it out.
Like get join like sick go yok lo myo tin chao chao dit.
When we become really skillful like very used to it he said it look noticing the mind is as clear as noticing the body.
So watch the mind all the time.
Recognize the mind all the time. What
is it? Expert in them.
Then you become expert in it.
Okay. ไอ้หมูเราเจื้อตุเตียมาเนาะตุเปล่าโอเคไ
ปเลย
มวยมีรู้เท่าไหร่ตะบอกก็ว่า
He says so you have to thank the snake
ရော့သွားတယ်နော
် fewer staff today
ဟို staff တွေရော့သွားတယ
်
many not coming
staff
whoever did come
made
a mistake today
whoever did come
made a mistake in my opinion
if you are practicing more is more interest to discussyou have more experience when you talk it more.
Such a beautiful practice, really.
Okay.
Right now,
I will send that like this, amazing all the time.
Maybe I can give it
to
you.
ก็ได้ตัวตับผมไปแล้วนะไอ้ไม่ไม่ไปไ
อ
้งามาไม่ตุ๊ดตับผมไปใหญ่กูเลยตับผมเลยใหญ่งามูนี่ตุ๊ดมันตลอดไม่ใช่เลยใช่ใช่อ่ะ
แ
ม่ชื่อมันมาบลูลบเนี่ยตุ๊ดเนเน่รอน้าเลยเนาะถ้าเจ้าบ้านเจ้าตัวก็ขอขอเนี่ย
ไอ้
ลูกบ่เออชูสิลูกบ่เปียวลูกเปียว
ครับแล้วสงเลยอูซิเต็มเปียละกอซาเลยเจ้าอ่ะยอกิเลยเปียวเลยอูซิเต็มเปียละน่ะเพชิเลยตะขวดตะเกยตะตาเลยเนาะดําเมตะเกยลงมาชูสิเลย
Yes yes ไอ้อ่ะมาเ
มตะตาบรอเลยตะเกยบ่ได้เหมียว
มาลง
ตะตา